we moved across the street about 6 or 7 years ago, and we took over the old High Tide Rock Bottom space. We went from 1,700 square feet to 3,400 square feet, and it's nice. I like the new space. I wanted to really design it to have a feel like big fun. I have some artist friends, and there's a local artist by the name of Dana DePue. He's a reclamation artist, which is what my wife is too. And Dana takes old letters from neon signs and outdoor signs, and he puts them together, and he created a big fun sign with flashing lights, which is now proudly over the front door. Mark Jenks, this incredible artist, he does a lot of things for Parade the Circle. And he created this gigantic, oversized, big fun lunchbox. I mean, it looks like a real lunchbox with a handle. And the joke is there's a thermos inside, but it's fantastic. It's on top of the refrigerator. And then I'm a big Pee Wee Herman fan. Let's face it, I love Pee Wee. And he made John B's house from Pee Wee's Playhouse. And that sits on top of the photo booth. And then I have a friend, Carl Jara, who's works at the Cleveland Natural History Museum. Carl Jara is a world champion sand sculptor. And I know he can do great things, so I said, Carl, can you make something for me? How about a jack-in-the-box? And we put it over the front door, and it looks great. And another person that works at, and a very, very fine artist that works at the Natural History Museum in display and design, Steve Masinsic, he made a cool little sign above my neon clock. Two local artists, John G. and Jake Kelly, famous for doing work for Melt with their ads and also their interior displays and things at Grog Shop. Each of them, independently, I had them do a mural that goes down the ramp to my greeting card area. And my wife right now is working on a special permanent display for my windows. She does reclamation and recycled art, and she had also done the fence-spiration for Heights Arts. We have people now that work for me who are really artistically engaged and inclined, so our display has never looked better, and just the presentation of everything, it's overwhelming.